KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy today and windy with a high of 61. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stifel Investments. A wind advisory is currently in effect for the entire listing area today, in fact, for the state of Iowa. The wind advisory in effect for the far west and southwest counties until noon, and for Cass and area counties, including Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, Sac, and Crawford, along with Carroll counties. That wind advisory is in effect until 6 p.m. The winds will be especially creating some hazardous driving conditions for high-profile vehicles traveling along north and south roads. In the news, police in Council Bluffs are investigating the armed robbery of a convenience store. Authorities say at around 12:25 a.m. today, officers responded to the Quick Shop store at 3632 Avenue G in Council Bluffs, where a robbery had just taken place. The victim told police she was in the back of the store when a black male entered the store, wearing a black ski mask, a black jacket, and displaying a small black pistol. The suspect demanded money from the register and a carton of cigarettes. The suspect then fled the store on foot with the cigarettes and an undetermined amount of cash. If you have any information regarding the incident, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Police in Red Oak Thursday afternoon made an arrest following an investigation into a reported domestic assault. Officers were called to the vicinity of North 6th and Maple Streets at around 4:45 p.m. and found a couple verbally fighting in the 400 block of East Maple. After speaking with the male subject, identified as 52-year-old Robert Wade Abraham of Red Oak, he was arrested for a domestic abuse assault second offense. Abraham was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Atlantic Police Department reports two people were arrested Wednesday on drug and other charges. 19-year-old Lucas Stone of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Stone was also wanted on Cass County warrants for burglary in the third degree of a motor vehicle, two counts. And a 25-year-old Alexandra Smarage of Atlantic was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Smarage was also wanted on Cass County warrants, charging her with unauthorized use of a credit card, aiding and abetting burglary in the third degree, two counts, aiding and abetting unauthorized use of a credit card, three counts. Smarage and Stone were booked into the Cass County Jail. And on Tuesday, 35-year-old Lisa Harper of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on a theft in the fifth degree charge. That same day, 24-year-old Mark Fredrickson of Red Oak was arrested on a Cass County warrant for unauthorized use of a credit card. Harper and Fredrickson were booked into the Cass County Jail. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says a woman who was already being held in jail for failure to appear in court now faces additional charges. 35-year-old Lisa May Harper of Atlantic faces felony charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine and a drug tax stamp violation, as well as an aggravated misdemeanor possession with the intent to deliver a scheduled substance charge. Harper remains in the Cass County Jail on $50,300 bond. The Sheriff's Office reports also that on Wednesday, deputies arrested 26-year-old Mildred Eleonora Douglas of Red Oak on three magistrate's warrants for failure to appear. Douglas was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $2,000 bond. That same day, 39-year-old Terrence Russell Frazier of Atlantic was arrested on a Sheriff's Office warrant for two felony counts of possession with the intent to deliver. Frazier was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held on $15,000 bond. An Omaha police officer, an Iowa native who was fatally shot last year, will be honored this spring, along with other law officers who've lost their lives in the line of duty. Omaha Police Chief Todd Smotterer said that he's asked repeatedly, or been asked repeatedly, how the department will be remembering Officer Kerry Orozco, who lived in Council Bluffs.
We decided on two things. First thing we wanted was to make sure the public could be involved. What we did not want was a one-time event, and if you missed the event, you missed your opportunity to be involved. What we wanted is something that everybody could participate in. And the second area we wanted to explore was the opportunity for us to honor all of our fallen officers.
The plan is to create a public art installation called Horses of Honor Omaha. The chief explains the features of the memorial.
Eight life-size statues of mounted patrol horses, and then also a canine statue to commemorate Cobus, who died recently. Seven of the horses will be displayed in prominent locations throughout Omaha's Turner Park. An eighth horse is planned for the Omaha Police Headquarters. Each horse will be designed by an artist and named for a fallen Omaha police officer.
The display is scheduled to be unveiled on May 20th, exactly 1 year after Orozco was killed.
The statues will remain on display for approximately 1 year. After a year's time, the horses will be auctioned. All net proceeds will benefit the Omaha Police Foundation.
The 29-year-old Orozco was a native of Walnut. She was shot to death while serving an arrest warrant. The suspect was also killed during that incident. Orozco left behind a husband, two stepchildren, and a newborn daughter. That girl, Olivia, was born several months premature last February and was due to come home from the hospital the day after Orozco was killed. In the funeral announcements, Roger G. Barton, age 77, of Audubon, died Monday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Roger Barton will be today at 10:30 at the Ebenezer Lutheran Church, west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Edward Fern, age 75, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Fern will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Alfred Cole, age 94, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Alfred Cole will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Yvonne Staples, age 81, of Carroll, died Monday at St. Anthony's Nursing Home in Carroll. A celebration of life service for Yvonne Staples will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Virgil Koob, age 85, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for Virgil Koob are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.